does pepper.
Welcome into So Let Me Ask You This. Two buddies discussing life's trivial topics and insignificant issues. I'm Martin Weiss, joined here, as always, with my good friend and confidant, TK Taylor Kennedy. How are you today?
Hello, guys. I'm doing well. I am feeling like how you felt last week. I think extremely tired, but it's all good. It was worth it. I've been ripping and running literally since like 9 p.m. last night.
Well, I have not. I have been big chilling and got great sleep last night. Took an amazing nap today, which honestly, the nap I took today, I almost did not make it out to the haircut that I recently got. But I was paid the highest compliment that I feel that a black man can receive from a stranger today. Walking into the shop, a woman probably, I'll give her maybe 20 years older than me, right? So prime auntie status. So I like that color on you, baby. As I walked in front of her car.
Did you have on this orange shirt that you're wearing right now?
I may never take this orange shirt off. What do you mean? I have orange Nike socks on, which if I had better flexibility, but I'm not going to embarrass myself. but yeah, you know, I just kind of was like, you know, threw something on, and then, you know, she's like, that color on you, baby. And I said, you know what? Thank you. On the way in to getting the haircut, not even on the way out to getting the haircut. So not only I got auntie compliment energy and fresh haircut energy. Back to back. So while I can sympathize with the fact that you have been running and ripping and are stressed out, I am like cloud 10, maybe cloud 9 doesn't cut it.
You about to go hit the town. You on the way to downtown LA or wherever it is, y'all. 73 Spire or whatever it's called.
Probably not, but I'll probably be on the way to the living room after this. But you know, I could go. I'd be ready to go.
Yeah. I hear you. No, man, I'm not stressed. I just been ripping and running. Today I had my first catering for my smoked meat, Smoking with Ted, or It's Smoking with Ted, which is, for those in Dallas, I smoke barbecue, brisket, ribs, whatever you can smoke. I pretty much probably can.
I need you to be a better salesman. Come on, you know, those in the Dallas area, Smoking with Ted, we got brisket, we got links, we got sausage patties, we got macaroni and cheese and baked beans. Come on, baby, we got everything you
need. About to put me on the commercial.
Two for 20. I mean, come on,
yeah,
man.
That's cheap. Plates $20, 2 for $35, because brisket is expensive, and it's Angus beef, so it's good beef. But yeah, I had my first catering today, so shout out to me. Insert claps. Yeah, man. So I'm not stressed at all. It was actually really dope. It's just I had to smoke brisket through the night because it was picked up this morning at like 10 a.m. So for those that have ever smoked any brisket or, you know, anything close to it, it's a 12 to 14 hour process. So it's going to take some time out your day. But it's cool. I wasn't tripping. Woke up once an hour, added some wood to my smoker, mixed some things around. Spritzed my brisket off.
Wait. You woke up once every hour?
Yep.
Yeah, see, cooking's not for me.
Like, well, there's a difference between...
No, but it's just in general. Like, the things that people do, like, don't get me wrong. I will be able to cook to be able to, like, sustain myself. Like, I live by myself, and I eat every single day. I promise, right? I always find some way to sustain myself. And generally, it comes out of the four walls of my kitchen. But the idea of like cooking for others, or like, you know, a woman who asks, do you know how to cook? It's like, I know how to cook. I would never brag about my cooking. I would never be like, yo, I just made this. It's so good. You got to try it. Now, if you're hungry, I'll go scramble some eggs. You know what I mean? Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to die in the kitchen. Like, I feel like there's some people, you put them in a pantry, you put the wrong person in the wrong aisle at Kroger, and they're lost without a microwave. I'm not that person.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Right.
But I'm never, ever, ever going to sell a plate of my food for $20. It's just because, like, I'll never get up every hour. That's never going to be me.
So I started later than what I was expecting to or designed to. I went to the gym last night, so I didn't get started until later. And then when I got started, I was up until like probably like 2, and then I started to fall asleep. So from 2, 3, and 4, I woke up each hour and, you know, did what I had to do. Like I said, added wood to it. But they have cheats around that, though. So I've been looking into, and let's say it's smoking takes off. Hopefully it does. Everybody in Dallas, come get you some brisket so it can take off. But they have a Traeger.
The way, I saw smoking with Ted. I got brisket. If you like some brisket, come over in the morning. I've been up all night.
But they have a smoker out there. It's called a Traeger. And it's a brand, but one of the more expensive ones. It's like $1,200, but it has Wi-Fi, it has Bluetooth, and all of these things on there. So it's kind of like a set it, smoke it, leave it. So if I get to that level, then we're in a whole different business. You know what I'm saying? I'm from my phone at that point, you know, making adjustments and rolling back over and going to bed. So I'm not there yet, though. You gotta get your feet dirty first.
Yeah, see, and that's the other thing why I know cooking is not for me, because like when people like, you know how when people like, when I get to the next level, it's gonna be like this, and I'm like, man, that sounds slightly less unappealing, but still very unappealing.
Yeah, it's just not your thing, you know, bro. It's okay though. It's
you okay. know, it's like I, all right, like I know a professional bodybuilder, right? Mm-hmm. And he's talking about like when he gets to his next level, he's cutting out rice. I was like, it sounds miserable, bro. It sounds terrible. And I understand that you
very
can run
much
through
so.
This wall. I understand you could run through this wall, literally run through the wall if you wanted to. Just need a football helmet, right? But yo, Greg, I'm not with it, man. Like, enjoy. Like, I want to eat like a fried oyster every now and then.
Yeah, no, just that yeah. See, like I love lifting. We talked about this before. Like, I love lifting weights. I do lift weights. I love to lift weights. It's a stress killer, I guess, for myself. But
sure.
But I am never going to get to the point to where I'm like eating strictly, you know, yogurt and sweet potatoes or something. Like, no, bro. Like, I'm sorry. I work out partially because I want to be able to eat what I want to and not like have to worry about looking like a blimp. You know what I mean? Like, nah, bro. I who knows when God's going to take me, but I'm going to enjoy my food in the meantime. You feel me?
I personally feel like I take pretty good care of myself, but I use my body every day, obviously, but the performance of my body on a day in, day out basis does not necessarily determine my job status. Like, I am not a professional football player, right? If I was a professional football player, the performance of my body would determine overall job status, right? Like, I need, like, if I break my hand, it's incredibly more significant than if a football player twists his ankle, right? Because I can't work in the same way. I need to be able to type, right?
Yeah.
But I ask you, TK. You played football in high school. I did not. I played basketball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We sucked.
But no. You talking about your team? Are you is we?
Our team. Yeah, we weren't very good. I mean, I was solid. Shout out to the jersey. Wrong jersey. Jersey in the back. My uncle was much better. I was solid, but you know, we had a few people, but overall the team sucked. But anyway, get to your question. I'm sorry.
But you and I, like, I don't know, 99.99% of athletes did not get to choose when our athletic careers ended. They were ended for us, right? We were not chosen to continue to participate.
Right.
And sometimes I don't really wonder this often, right? Because I was, you know, I was a rotational player. I started some games. I was on the bench, you know, I, you know, and I knew early on, I knew in the 10th grade that I was not going to be making any money playing basketball, probably not even getting a college education playing basketball, because the dudes who was getting college educations playing basketball were entirely better than I was.
Right. Follow you. I follow you.
But I have wondered at times what I would do for the opportunity to play in a real game again. Right. Because for, because for many people, you know, that's the last time you have a real game. Right. Like, I understand that we'll all go and we may play our flag footballs and our adult league basketballs. Yeah. And you have a rep and all of that. But that's not a real game in the sense that there, like, your girl might be there, but there's not cheerleaders.
Nah.
Somebody's kids might be there, but there's not fans.
Nah.
If it's being recorded, it's on Facebook Live, not ESPN.
If that. Yeah, if that, if it's really on your phone.
That's what I'm saying. Probably so, right? And you're posting your own highlights, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a very humbling experience. Right, exactly. Highlights in quotes for those who can only hear us. But it's a very humbling experience, especially when you're used to playing in gyms and with fans, and not to say that we ever played in massive big gyms or in super big games. I played in one or two my ninth grade year, but nothing worth writing about.
Right.
Just makes you wonder, what would you do? And a school in Ohio, school in the same quotations that highlights was in a couple seconds ago, did just that.
Yeah.
Bishop Sycamore High School, potentially, allegedly, on the high school part. This is what's the alleged. Yeah. The alleged is the high school part. What is definite and true fact, they played a football game on Friday and then played a following football game the next Sunday. Not 9 days later, 2 days later, on ESPN.
Yeah.
Against IMG Academy, which, if you're not familiar, is just a powerhouse high school athletic school.
Prep school.
Yeah. Prep school. Thank you.
It's Oak Hill. It's Oak Hill of the basket or of the football world. Oak Hill back in the day with Carmelo and whoever else they put out, right?
It's legitimately one of the, like, it's a football factory. Like, you'll see there's a ton of people in the NFL that have touches with IMG Academy.
Excuse me. Which is insane. This new breed of athlete and the way that they are recruited and moved on to the next level is absolutely insane. I want to touch on this for a second. So when I was done playing football, right? And as you mentioned, you know, I didn't really necessarily decide when my time was done. Time decided for me, right? Like, I had a couple, you know, air quote offers. I had a couple schools that I could have gone and, you know, played at and walked on, air quotes again, or whatever, right? But overall, my time playing football was toast, right? I, at the end of my high school career, I will be honest, my freshman year in college and a little bit of my sophomore, I didn't watch much football at all. I truly didn't, because it kind of hurt me. You know what I'm saying? Like, just to know that I wasn't playing anymore, and I knew that I would never wear a helmet again. I remember the last football game I played, and I wore equipment. I cried. Like, number one, because had we won, we would have went to the playoffs for the first time in school history for like a very long time. Secondly, because I kind of knew that my time is probably toast, right? All that to say, I would never have been a 20-year-old man playing in a football game against high school seniors, juniors, sophomores, and freshmen. I would never. But Martin, besides that, if you're going to finesse your way onto a job, you gotta at least look like you belong there. They lost 58 to nothing.
that's the number one thing that gets me about this whole thing, is that it shows you, like, yes, don't get me wrong, football is a game of power and speed, but it does not necessarily matter if you are like the way the San Francisco 49ers Block. And I'm not going to go too inside football. You can follow me on everything else to get all of that. But
yeah,
like yeah. San Francisco 49ers.
I'm sure there's women players. That listen that are like, come on, get with the sports. But yeah,
they take smaller men, probably men too. Who knows? But they take smaller players and block bigger ones all the time. Right. It's just the way that they their run schemes and the way it's angles and all this like leverage and so on and so forth. And IMG angled and leveraged them to a 58 point ass whooping. And it's crazy because Taylor, you remember when you were 16 and when you were 17 years old, and then you remember when you were 20 and 21 years old, and your body was different.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
It's fundamentally different.
I can't imagine, you know, I'll be 31 in 2 weeks. I can't imagine 31-year-old Ted going up against a 17-year-old Ted. You know what I'm saying? Like back then, I used to claim I was like, you know, 210. Boy. Boy, 31-year-old Ted is going to whip 17. You know what I'm saying? But man, so how are you 20?
I would toss 17-year-old me around like a rag doll. I would beat my own ass so crazy.
I'm telling you. In a ridiculous way. But like, like I said, the overarching point that I ended up, or conclusion I should say, that I ended up coming to is like, bro, you cannot finesse your way onto a job or in a position and fail miserably. Like, that is something that you just can't do.
Because you know what? Had they lost like 30 to 32?
Yeah.
Pardon me. That's just a disgusting way to say a score. Had they, and that's not even a realistic score. Who loses 30 to 32 unless it's like the Big Ten, Nebraska, Illinois, right? The first points are a safety. If they lost 28 to 21, nobody would have blinked.
Mm-hmm. It probably wouldn't even be discussed. But the fact is that in the middle of the game, the announcers are talking about how this is like getting dangerous for the kids on the field. At one point, there was a kid that got hurt, a number 54, and they said, we don't even have a number 54 on our roster. So somebody had to have gotten fired. Like, multiple people should have been fired.
So apparently, like, there's this whole I was doing some background on it. There's this whole, like, service that markets the high school games to the big broadcast networks, and this service got duped. But really, you know what it is? It's all a money grab. If you look at those other schools that are in that list, like they were supposed to play
Duncanville. They were supposed to play September
10th. Duncanville, Texas, who's played an international, not an international schedule, but a national schedule so far. They played,
Modern Day.
They're supposed to play Modern Day. They played Modern Day, rather. DeMatha in D.C., which has all types of athletes, Liberty in Nevada, and Johnson Central in Kentucky. I believe Johnson Central is a good football school. I don't know anything about Liberty in Nevada. The only Nevada high school I know about is Bishop Gorman.
Yeah. That's where Snoop Dogg's son went, and then he stopped playing
football. And then also multiple professional football players.
Yeah, for sure. Snoop Dogg's son
was one of them. Or he wasn't one of the pros, but he was one of their cohorts.
I just, dog, whoever was in charge of the finesse game, though, hire him.
Nah, see, because he playing
the job done.
But one of the key things about running a scam is knowing the game you're playing. How do you play a game on Friday and then turn around again and play it on Sunday?
Bro, they're sharing helmets. They're sharing helmets.
Can't do it.
Brother, the quarterback had a different color face mask.
Yeah, and it's really sad because like some of these kids, some of them are just 18, 19 year old, whatever. But some of these kids are like kids that are trying to get seen and get recruited. And I've read some stories of kids who went there. Yeah. They went there for their junior year in high school thinking they were transferring to. And I mean, hell, you look at the schedule, you're playing against the top talent, you know. But you end up transferring to a school that, you know, you're not accredited, you can't get this, you can't get that.
They were living in a hotel.
All types of wild stuff.
They don't even have an address for the air quote school. They don't even have an address, man. They said they never went to class. Like one of the air quote kids graduated high school in 2018. And now he's on this high school. He's 20 years old. This is the wildest. Like, I can't wait for the documentary. I don't even want to say 30 to 30 because I think ESPN is going to stay far away.
I can't imagine they'll be too close to home after broadcasting the game. You know? That's the big thing. I find it funny because I watched the Cocaine Cowboys documentary. We can move on after this. But I watched the Cowboys.
I'm watching it.
The newest one?
Yeah, I'm watching
How Far
it
Deep with Sal, not Sal and Willie?
Yeah, Sal and Willie. Yep.
Well, I'll tell you this. Finish it, and next week we'll come back, and I'll tell you what Sal Magluta and Roy Johnson, head coach of Bishop Sycamore, have in common.
All right, bet. Yeah, who has now been fired, I guess. I don't know.
Put that on the notes, because I have. It's a funny story, and all of it. We'll have to remember to do that for next week.
Bet. Will do. That's crazy. So speaking of jobs and things of that nature, you put in the notes. So let me ask you this. Has anyone ever tried to fight you at your place of employment? What's that about?
So yesterday, Shaquille Brewer, a MSNBC reporter, MSNBC, yes, man, those some of these letters. He was doing a live report from the Gulf Coast, right? After covering, Hurricane Ida and the aftermath and the result of it, right? So he's standing there in front of the water doing a live shot. A live shot in news talk is when you see somebody and, the anchor will go to, and now we'll go to TK in Plano, Texas. And then Taylor's back there. And he's like, thanks, Martin. Over here in Plano, Texas, we got Smoking with Ted. And this brisket, it's been cooked all night. So Shaquille is doing his stand-up. He's doing his live shot. And a guy starts to come up to him, and he's like, he sees the guy. He's obviously the guy is off camera because the camera's focused similarly to the cameras are focused on us right now, kind of a shoulder up headshot. He sees the guy, and he's about to throw it back to the anchor in the studio because he says, you know what, I'm going to have to go because this guy is coming up looking like he's – and before he tosses all the way back, a guy walks up to him and in a very threatening way, and the cameraman cuts off. But as the cameraman cuts off, you see Shaquille grabbing the microphone in one hand and grabbing the other hand like Creed.
I'm ready to throw him.
He was ready to get to it. And so it just made me wonder, have you ever been, obviously Shaquille Brewster, his job is on television. Right. And so, he's front facing and very, professional, and he's very good at his job on top of that. And this the mere wherewithal to be able to say, this guy, I think I'm about to get into a fight. I'm going to have to kick it back to you. Right. as the man.
No, that's nuts. That's nuts.
So it just made me wonder.
That clip. I saw that clip. That was insane. I wonder what that dude's beef was.
People have a lot of issues with the media in general.
Just calm down.
Especially, and I don't mean to generalize or stereotype because it's honestly unfair because the way social media is, everybody's experience is curated for yourself and the people that are around you, right? So it's very easy to get sucked into a noise chamber of just things that are just terribly incorrect and wrong, but there's a lot of misinformation in that area of the country, and people blame the media for it.
Yeah, that's a fact. In terms of me, nobody has ever called my hands out at work. Especially not now. Like what I do now, I don't even pick up the phone. You know what I'm saying? Like if they call me, more than likely, I'm gonna ignore the call, and I'm gonna hope that you just shoot me an email because I don't even want to talk to you. So I've never run into that, especially now. Although I will say, I've called hands at work. I've called hands.
That doesn't surprise me one bit.
I know. This was a long time ago. This is back when I was working in the service industry, but short story. I had already actually gotten hired for a new job. So I was already like on like, you know, like if they piss me off one more time, right? And so I was in the back waiting to run or to get my food to take to a table. And the owner of the restaurant, he was in the back. It was a small little family owned restaurant. He was in the back. I was standing there waiting on my food to come out. And he had kind of a history of just like talking to people like he was out of his mind. And that day I was not feeling it. Like, so he used a lot of choice words that started with F. And told me, you know, I better do this and blah, 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 blah. I politely took off my apron. I proceeded to hand it to him. He said, I take that as your resignation. And I said, let me tell you something. You're going to take something else too. You're going to take these on out the door with you, brother. So needless to say, that was my very last day working there. You know. But yeah, that was the only time that it happened. But yeah, no, I was gonna whip him. I was gonna whip him. Oh man, he was gonna get it. He was gonna get it, bro. Because you're not gonna talk to me. Not gonna talk to me crazy back next to the salads and the oysters. Okay, like,
you know, I didn't think about this until just now. I've walked off the job too.
Okay,
I walked off.
Okay, the job. Where?
I didn't realize it until just now. But I was, because you know, realistically, I was gonna get fired anyway. But he
okay.
was
okay.
I
yeah. That's the time to walk off.
So I was working at this gym. It was February 2020. So it was actually probably a great. I mean, I was going to get fired anyway.
Damn, this was recent.
Yeah, he probably doesn't have the gym anymore. So now that I think about it, because I still follow them on Instagram, but I don't think I've seen them post recently. Damn. Sorry to that man. But anyway. I was working as a gym assistant, right? Like, so this one person was like teaching the classes, and my job was to like go around, like pick up the weights, like help people up off the ground, you know, that type of stuff. I would go in the afternoons, and as a result, I got a free gym membership, right? That's really what I was there for. It was a free gym membership. And the classes that I was like assisting, there's like three people in there. So I could like do the workouts while, you know, I was in there getting it. Okay. Man, one Friday, the owner comes, right? Like, I'd probably worked there for like 2 months. And then one Friday, the owner comes. And he's like, I'm just kind of doing my thing. Like, what I have now settled into my routine of 2 months doing, right? And, like, people liked me, right? Like, clients liked me. I had some friends that were clients. To my knowledge, I didn't know I had any issues, right? But I just think the guy didn't want me to work there anymore, right? Which is... whatever, it's your show, you can direct it. But he came in there and he was just telling me, like, every, you know, it's a circuit training spot, so like every 30 seconds or every 3 minutes there's a new thing to do. Every 3 minutes he was telling me a new thing to do as well. Literally, as the bell rang, he was like, why don't you go do that, 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 to the point that I'm over here like, bro, you could just do it. Like, if you're going to sit in, like, it's that, like, that's more efficient, right? For you to just do it. You know what I'm saying? I could do my thing. If you see, like, maybe I was going about to, like, I'm on the way to go do that, bro. I have a whole 30 seconds to a minute to adjust all of these things, but now I'm spending 15 talking to you. And now all this, you know, it's like, so what are we, so man, I got a phone call. And it was from a professor at USC. Who I had known, but like I didn't know why she was calling me, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like,
okay.
So I told them, I looked at him, I said, my sister's calling me, I gotta go. My sister was not calling me. I go, return the call. She calls me, tells me, I just got into USC.
Oh, no, mom.
Congratulations. Well, she was like, she was calling me to tell me, like, yeah, like, congratulations, you're accepted, your initial. Your initial letter and scholarship and so on will come in, you know, a couple of days, but I want to call you personally because she's the one who personally recruited me, right?
So okay. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, all right, bet. I'm in this thing. You know what I'm saying? Cool. Like, at this point, I don't even know if I'm going or not. Ironically enough, I just got the email today that said my degree has officially been conferred. So congratulations
hey.
To me.
Hey.
But thank you. Thank you. Thank you. But I walked back in there and I took one look at him. Really, I took three steps back to the gym. I said, there's no way I can work the rest of this day. There's no way I can work the rest of this day.
All right.
So I walked back in there and I said, I have a family emergency. I have to fly to Detroit. I'm going to the airport. And I turned back around and I left. And then the next day, or the next one, I was like, I'll be back Monday. Or I was like, I'll text you or whatever. And then the next day I text him, I said, I'll be back Monday. Had to handle some business. He said, okay, Tuesday, let's have a meeting and bring your ticket. Right? Because of course I didn't go to Detroit. Set my ass right here in California. Celebrating.
Wait, he said, hold up. Time out. Time out. Ref. He wanted you to bring your, like, your ticket stub from,
man, he said, no. Bring your ticket.
No.
He said, bring your ticket. No. Oh, no. CTK, because I am dedicated to the scam, okay? So what I did, I reached back into the fold, into my Photoshop days. Adjusted a couple numbers on a Spirit Airlines ticket. And it's all of a sudden, I traveled on Friday at 7 p.m. and arrived back on Monday at 3 p.m. Brought that to our little meeting there, printed that bad boy out, said, here, there you go. He had to pay me for the rest of the day.
See, now that's the way you finesse.
That's how you finesse somebody. That's how you finesse somebody. That's how you do
it.
You're
going to run me my 750 and my...
Dude, actually, like $20 an hour. It was an insanely high-paying job.
Oh, that's crazy. Oh, yeah. Run me my 60 buckaroos.
So I will need that. I was supposed to be here from 7 to 10, but you were being such an asshole that I had to leave. Now, if you'll pay me the money that you owe me for you being so rude, then we can settle this and we never have to speak again.
Dang. So then what happened on that Tuesday? Like, how'd you end up like never returning though?
That's what we went and had a meeting outside the gym. He gave me a check.
Oh.
And then he gave me a check. And then I said, this check doesn't reflect Friday. And he's like, well, you know, called no show on Friday. I said, no, I definitely showed. I was here and I had an emergency. And then the thing, it was like, if you have an emergency and you have to leave, you're like, you get three emergencies.
You get paid. Yeah.
I had one emergency, two more, and now you're terminating my employment. So I'm going to need that money. So he took cash out of his pocket and gave it to me.
Ooh, dang. Yeah. Doesn't sound like that gym is probably open anymore.
Well, that's just what happens when you're the son of a lawyer.
Yeah, don't sound like that. Don't sound like
you
that.
You read, you know, the terms and conditions. Like, I read the term. I don't read all the terms and conditions, but I read a significant amount of them, especially if it's something like signing a contract into like that type of deal, because I'm going to get you on the back end if you don't know what you're offering me.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's damn, $20 an hour to pick up some weights. I'm over here thinking like, damn, I'll be picking them up for free. I need to tell Coach.
Most people pay to pick them up.
Yeah, that's what most I'm saying. I'm cleaning up the gym after the workout because he's my boy. I need to tell him, hey man, let's have a meeting.
If it looks like you might need some assistance here because you don't have anybody helping you pick up the weights after. Yeah.
Hey, straight up. I wanted to tell you, man. I went to the Cowboys game.
How was Jerry's World?
Okay, well,
do first people of all, in Dallas refer to it as Jerry's World?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's just the funniest name to me.
I know, man. I've been plenty of times. Like, my wife and I, when we were there, we were talking about it. She was like, we've been to so many games. And I was like, I know, for real, right? Like, I was like, we've been here at least 10 times. Like, at least.
Oh, wow.
Like, you know. And I know that, like, well, see, like, to somebody like you, you know, it's like,
no, that's significant. Not even, that's a lot of times to go to a football stadium.
Yeah, oh yeah, we've been there. Like, we've been there so many times. I can't lie. Like, we've been there at least 10 times. No exaggeration. just because they offer the opportunity for like the party pass thing, which is, you know, you pay your, I don't know, it depends on the game, I think, but it can range 30, 50, you know, it can, and of course, if it's a bigger game, can get up, but where you don't have a seat, but you could just walk around, hang out, enjoy the stadium. You could watch the, you could, if you get close enough, you could see the field, but you just don't have a seat. They have like little bar areas around, like on the back lower level, on the back.
How much does that cost?
So it, that's why I said it, it just depends on the game, but on average, I say $30 to $50 a ticket.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's dope.
I'm not saying that it's like, not. It's just the concept. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I, and part of me, because I look at this part of like from the
low key, it's a genius concept. Yeah.
But like, just from the journalist concept, I look at it like, all right, so I'm going to charge you what, $125 less than I would if I gave you a ticket, right, at a seat. And as a result, I'm going to lock you in here for 3 hours so you can hear the crowd, be a part of, feel like you're a part of something. But I'm sure that those beers and burgers and whatever are right there are all like $30, you know, it's 20, you know what I'm saying, just hitting you over the head every single time.
Standard. Yeah, standard.
They make it all back. They make it all back.
Yeah.
That's
if not more, because you could pack way more people in. Like, dude, like, it's not just like a few people that take advantage of the party pass either. Like, it's packed. Like, it's packed. Like, it's always, you know, especially if it's like the first game of the season, I anticipate that it is going to be, it is going to be full of people. And like I said, if like, if you get there early enough, you can get close enough to where you can be watching the game on the field. You're just standing. But for the average party pass participant, you aren't watching the game on the field, but the screens in there are so big that like, and like you said, you're a part of the crowd. So there's a big catch, there's a big touchdown, it's rah, you know, and you're all a part of it.
I mean, it's perfect for somebody like me. It's like the Deer District. Or any of those types of places.
LA Live, right?
They like, don't get like, they don't get like that at LA Live.
But well, like, they got a LA Texas Live like, out here too.
Well, because like, well, LA Live is like a, it's like restaurants and bars and all these, like the, what you're talking about is very specifically in the stadium.
In the stadium.
Like you have to scan a ticket and walk through security. And now you're subject to all, like, you can't bring a gun in there and all these other.
No.
Subject to all of the, all of the different laws that fall in NFL stadiums.
Yeah, no, you're in a stadium. No, it's it, like I said, it's like, it's perfect for a fan like myself, because like, I don't like the Cowboys. I don't care whether they win or lose, but I love to be a part of, you know,
the football atmosphere.
Yeah, so it's perfect for us, and my wife doesn't care. Like, you know, and if your feet get to hurting, it's like, all right, well, let's leave. You know what I'm saying? Like, just leave. Go to
it's
Texas
very
Live.
Much the way. The It's very much the way I watch go to baseball games. Like I love going to baseball games, but I don't need to know who's pitching, who's hitting. Like if it's it's a getaway day, okay, whatever. It was like, damn, Mookie Betts isn't playing today. That sucks. I would like to see Mookie Betts play, but if he doesn't play, but it's like, not gonna affect I'm not gonna go to the game tomorrow because he's gonna play tomorrow. I was like, if I'm gonna go Wednesday, I'm gonna go Wednesday. What I get is what I get.
Yeah, no, very much so. So yeah, we've been there plenty of times, but all that to say, man, and I know we discuss this often, sorry guys, it's what life is, but there wasn't a mask in sight, dog. Not a single mask. Like, we were masked up and there were a few people, you know, sprinkles, but like, for the most part, dude, we were in the game for 10 minutes literally, like, no exaggeration, 10 minutes.
Was it the level of, yo, you walked in here, saw everybody was wilding, and you hit that Homer Simpson, walk in the door, walk back out the door?
Pretty much.
I don't blame you, bro.
Yeah, pretty much. We walked in, we looked around, nobody's wearing masks. It's just a normal, it's a Cowboys game 2019. Like COVID never existed. So we did a couple little walk back and forth. Well, you want to see about a corn dog? Sure. So we walked, see. I looked at her. She looked at me. Ready? You want to just go up the street to Texas Live? Yep. All right, let's go. We just left because it's a lot less packed there. They got outdoors where you can, you know, get some food. I think it's
still a little bit better about being, you can feel better about not taking a mask on out the outside. Yeah. Dog. When I went to the Rams game, I kept my mask on the whole time.
I would too.
But it's different vibes here. When I went to Texas, it messed me up. Texas and Georgia, when I went and visited both of those places, and I actually had to buy new masks because I just completely disregarding the ones that I had. I know you're supposed to recycle your masks and so on and so forth, but like I just
like, get out. Recycling doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
I'm glad I got you on my crusade of the world is ending.
Just throw all the paper on the ground. The bottling companies are behind it all. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's where we are now. Like, oh my God. Like, my sister actually, dude, that's so funny.
I'm about to say, you're going to end up, you're going to see somebody get mad at you for littering, and you're going to tell them
it doesn't matter because it's Coca-Cola. Oh, look. So my sister went to college, right? And so she bought herself a microwave. Like, she already has a job out there and everything. Well, she transferred her job. She works at Starbucks, but so she bought herself a microwave. She probably got like way more money than us. Like, she just sits on her money. She doesn't buy anything, but she just bought herself a microwave, right? And so I was like, why didn't you ask us? Like, we would have bought it for you, you know, because we said we were going to get her something, you know, for her to, at school.
A dorm warming gift.
Yeah. So she hit me the other day and she was like, I need some masks. And I was like face masks. And she was like, yeah. And I was like, all right, well, we get the 100 pack off of Amazon, you know, like the disposable ones or whatever. And she said, no, those are bad for the environment. I swear. And I just didn't have the heart to tell her, like, hey, that shit don't matter, dog.
Don't get me wrong. She's not all the way wrong. Like, in the micro, yes, it is bad for the environment, but sweetheart, sure, go get them masks if you need them, because
at the end of the day, we are all
either way.
We are screwed.
You're not putting a dent either way.
Yeah. Like, she was so concerned too. She was like, "No, I want reusable ones." I was like, all right, bro. Like, I'm gonna keep.
I will say though,
Amazon.
I will say though, that is the attitude to have. I have in my apartment. Oh, I had a guest recently, and she was like, "What is this towel for? Is it to dry your hands off?" She was like, "Oh, I just use paper towels." I was like,
really? Martin was over here like, no, we are filling up the landfills at a rapid rate.
No, and don't get me wrong, I had at the time like 72 rolls of paper towels in my apartment because I buy these things in mass and in bulk. But
I just bought some from Sam's Club yesterday.
But it's like, just what are you using?
Huge pack.
It's like, what are you using it for? You know, if you go to places like really what put me on that level of thinking was visiting islands. Like, you go to Hawaii, for example, like in some of the nicest hotels, they don't have like the paper towel dispenser where you got to swoop, swoop, swoop. They'll have literal hand towels because it's more eco-friendly to wash and dry the hand towels than it is to produce and import and probably cost effective as well. But hopefully,
I imagine,
you know. Yeah, but don't worry. There was a Category 4 hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico. Don't worry about it. Pacific Ocean's on fire. It's all right. But
hey, so you had mentioned Texas and Georgia being like super wild places, right? Today is September
1st. Interesting that I saw this. I actually thought about this. Go for it.
Yeah, today is September 1st. So out here in good old Texas, you can carry a handgun on your person. No repercussions, no license to carry needed.
That's just honestly, I'm not gonna lie, bro. You know, my cousin said this to me one time because he was born in America, but spent most of his childhood growing up in Bermuda. And I never really contemplated it until he's told it to me. But America is too big. If you look at all the other countries in the world besides like Russia,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
I feel or like that. China. I feel that. Like there's like America is too big. There's too many, because the idea that just the amount of guns in Texas right now made me uncomfortable.
Yeah. The average household in Texas, and don't quote me on this, don't Google me, but when I did my license to carry class, I'm pretty sure that the figure was 15 per household.
And see, I can't imagine any scenario in which I'm going to need 15 guns. I just literally, I can imagine a scenario where I would need one gun, but I can't imagine a scenario where I would even need three guns, multiple types of guns.
I got a few.
I know you do, but if I lived in Texas,
I got a few. I got multiple types, all that.
I'm not going to lie. If I lived in Texas, I would feel obligated to buy a gun.
Got to.
I would feel like I had to buy a gun.
Well, no, because everybody else got a gun. Got to know how to shoot a gun. Yeah, true.
Well, everybody else got a gun. So then what happens? Like, what is it? In the land of the blind, the man with one eye is king. I'd be the blindest person out there. Me and my put them up, Dukes. Like, no.
No, you're going to get shot.
What are we doing? I'm going to get shot.
But so to that point, though, and I will say this, like, right, like, To the rest of the country and the rest of the world, it does sound wild. It's like, what? Y'all are letting people carry guns without licenses? And like, yeah, it is wild. Let me not say it sounds wild. It is wild. But do I personally think or see that it's going to have like a huge impact in terms of like increases in violence or, gun incidents? No. Because everybody already had a gun. And if you wanted to carry a gun and you didn't have a license to carry, you were carrying a gun out here anyway. You know what I'm saying? So, like, everybody already has. The one thing that I could say about being in Texas, bro, you don't hear about that many people. You hear about that many people robbing people or shootouts and things like that. Like in Detroit, for example, you don't hear about all that out here. You know why? Because everybody had a gun. If somebody wants to carjack me, it's going to be a real quick day for them. Like, real short, bro. It's going to be real short. So,
I don't know if I agree with the premise that I hear about less gun violence in Dallas than in other cities. I feel like it's pretty par for the course. I wouldn't say I hear more.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not Chicago. Like, no offense to my Chicago natives out there, but That's all I'm saying is that like sure there's still violence, but to the magnitude that you would imagine it is with the average of 15 guns per household, it's not like that, because people think twice about breaking in houses. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just a higher floor of calamity that can occur. It's like
that's a hell of a word. This man just said calamity.
I'm just thinking about it. Like, all right. Think about, like, for example, I don't have to think about it. I can use a great example. Earl Thomas's wife stormed into an Airbnb in which Earl Thomas and his brother were allegedly, having a sleepover,
running with two women. Yeah. Oh, sorry. I forgot. We're a little bit G. You're right. They were partaking in some.
They were entertaining. Activities. They were entertaining two women through the night.
Was it Nina two or one? Thomas, I thought it was one woman.
You know, that might be the wrinkle that I'm forgetting. I think it might have been just one woman, which was the...
Yeah. It could have been two, but either way it goes.
In any event,
they were playing Twister and she wasn't invited.
Nina Thomas came in with a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, now don't get me wrong. Was Nina Thomas right to be upset? They were in Texas.
That's what I thought.
That's what I thought. With Nina Thomas right to be upset? Absolutely. Your husband is cheating on you in the middle of a pandemic with his brother. However.
well, kind of. But, yeah.
I don't think anything I said in that statement is false.
It wasn't. It could be taken some way, but correct.
Punctuation is key.
Yeah, right.
But the idea that Nina Thomas could have killed three people in a crime of passion with relative ease is just one that is just like, that's where it, for me, like, that's a bit much, right? She like, don't get me wrong, slash the tires, I get it. You know what I'm saying? But Earl Thomas is a professional football player. If Nina Thomas is chasing after him with a knife, he is going to get away.
Yeah.
If Nina Thomas shoots him, well, I don't know how good of a shot she is. But
he's not making it.
Do you understand my point?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. It's just a higher threshold for calamity.
They figured it out, though, I think. I think they stayed together.
You know, good for them.
It's none of my business. Yeah,
that's what I
said. It's none of my business.
It's
none of my business. Or not good for them. Up to them to decide. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're correct though. I'm not disputing that at all. It's just, like I said, it's just living in Texas, like, you know, being from Michigan, it was so much different. You know, like, don't get me wrong, there are plenty of weapons in Michigan. There are plenty of guns in Michigan. But down here, it's like, it's nothing to walk into Kroger and see this, like, you know, this man with a cowboy hat on with his gun on his hip on the outside of his pants. Now, nobody thinks twice.
The thing, interesting thing, when I was in Louisiana, wouldn't have bothered me too much. But the guns weren't, like, if somebody had a gun, you figured they had it for a reason, right?
Yeah.
And it wasn't, and their reason wasn't personal protection. Like, that wasn't, like, you know, until before 2005. Like, don't get me wrong. I grew up around all types of guns. I shot guns before I drove a car, right? Right. And it's not like I'm, like, scared of guns or anything like that. I just have a healthy respect of what a gun can do, right?
Yeah, right, you know right, right. Understandable.
Yeah, I'm not, there's nothing to be actually afraid of. But it's just
it's not going to fire unless you make it fire.
Yeah, it's like the idea of, like, when I was in Atlanta, I was afraid of people driving. So, because I had no control over that.
And they drive terrible out there.
But you know what I'm saying? I have no control over it. I'm looking at people drive, like, literally veering into the same lanes. I'm like, this is my, when I'm in Texas, I don't have any control over the fact that everybody else in this thing got a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I was in Louisiana, yeah, you might see the guy with the cowboy hat and he have, like, a pistol on his hip. Or like a shotgun in the back of his, or a shotgun in the bed of his truck, or not in the bed, but in the back of his truck, that back window, have a shotgun or something.
Whatever
that rack thing is, I don't know. Wouldn't think anything about it. Because also, I didn't have the thought of, I might be shot in this grocery store. The mass shooting wasn't a thing in the way that it is
wasn't
now.
A threat. Yeah.
Like, you can't tell me that the amount of guns in Texas didn't grow. Without just knowing, Google this, because I'd like to know. And if I'm incorrect, I'm a big man. I can take it. Let me know. But I would imagine the amount of guns in Texas has probably gone up exponentially in the last 20 years. Like, I bet if you look from 1980 to 2000, it probably rose at a steady rate. And then from 2000 to 2021, so 21 years, I bet it drove exponentially.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
Mass shootings rose, more people wanted to get a gun. But I feel like when I was growing up, the only people that had guns were the people that were shooting them at animals.
Yeah, right.
You never shot an animal before, have you?
Nope. Exactly. Never shot anything except for, you know, targets at. I've never shot a human, never shot an animal. I've never shot anything. I've only shot a gun in an area where you are designed to shoot a weapon. Literally.
That's crazy. You own guns, and I've killed more things with guns than you have.
Yep. And I got plenty of them, but yeah, I imagine that you are right though.
It's mind boggling to me. Like, that's my fact is mind boggling to me.
Listen, my first gun that I purchased, was obviously out here in Texas, because that's where I pretty much became an adult. Like, by the time I left Michigan, I was still considered a minor. I left Michigan at 17. So first weapon I bought was in Texas. My man handed me the gun like as if like it was just like a piece of gum. Like, they, you know, you say, I want that one. They say, okay, cool. Take your money. They go run your background in the back. That takes all of 10 minutes. They essentially call the FBI and confirm that you aren't a felon, and they hand you the gun and you go about your business. Bro, my man handed me, it was at the pawn shop, right? Like, my first gun. Bro, he handed me the gun, no bag. Like, literally just handed it to me. I said, bro, can I get a bag or something? Like, I'm still a black man. Like, I can't just walk out the door holding a 9mm, like as if it's just like.
And that man said, actually, son, this is Texas. Yes, you can.
Bruh, he, you know what kind of bag he gave me? A bag that said thank you all over it.
I believe it.
Bruh, I was like, wow, this is insane. Like, this is crazy. I don't know how old I was. I was young. But I was like, this is wild. Like, yeah, man, Texas is, I think you're right. I think the U.S. may just be too big. And I think Texas should just be its own country.
Because I just can't imagine that the entire, like, that, I know that people here don't feel like, it's just terrifying. But yes, U.S. is a little too big. Like, if it was, like, split into fours, you know what I'm saying? Like, split into fours, or I kind of, like, smack down the middle. Like, you, like, cut the line on, like, the most western half of Michigan. And like,
yeah,
probably like the draw across like the southern line, or the most northernmost line of Oklahoma, maybe,
yeah,
or maybe the southern line of Kansas. I don't know if those two states border. I'm blanking. There might be Nebraska in between. Yeah. Just put the line at Nebraska.
I think
it'd be good.
It's like that meme I've seen where it's like, you know, if the left is going against the right and they got the United States split in half, and it's like, who wins? And it's like, man, the right side is gonna whip the left side's ass, because the right side got Alabama, Texas, Mississippi, Louisiana, like Florida. Like, let's not forget about Florida. Like, Florida itself is like it's an insane place. I would never live in Florida. I'll live in Texas for the rest of my life. I will never live a day in Florida. Never. That place is crazy.
Maybe. I've been to Miami once. I used to go to Florida all the time for vacation. I don't know. Maybe Miami.
I'd vacation.
I'd
vacation.
At this point in time, though, I'm only, like, at this point in time, if I move anywhere that's backwards, I'm moving back to Louisiana. Like, stick to the rivers and the lakes that I'm used to, the floodwaters I'm used to.
Like, literally, I'm about to say literally. Before we go, I do want to, and this is your home state, so maybe you should say it, but I do want to send prayers and thoughts out there to everybody that was down there affected by Hurricane Ida. It's wild out there, from what I've seen. So I do want to say to any of those people that are affected, if you do happen to hear this now or in the future, thoughts and prayers are definitely with y'all. Prayers on a speedy recovery for the state and cities affected.
Tell the energy company to turn on the fucking power. That's what I have to say.
They cut the power off? See? Look. See? They in cahoots with ERCOT.
No, they didn't cut the power. They didn't cut the power. But as you know, it is incredibly hard to live a life in 2020, in whatever year this is, 2020, 2021. Yeah, it was hard in 1990. It was hard in 1980 to live a life with no power, especially today, especially in Louisiana, where it is incredibly hot and people are trying to repair their homes.
Yeah.
It's no good being without power in extreme weather. It's just, you know, thoughts and prayers, I guess, to everybody who's affected. But what I don't want to be overshadowed in this, like was overshadowed in Katrina, is like, yes, this hurricane was an act of God, but the reactions that we are having right now is nothing more than man-made problems. there's no reason why the city of New Orleans should, the whole entire city of New Orleans not having a power is an infrastructure problem.
That's crazy.
It's infrastructure. It's not because it's so cold or so hot. Like it wasn't because it was so cold in Texas that they turned the power off. That's not the reason why that New Orleans does not have power is because the hurricane hit. New Orleans doesn't have power because the structures in which that was used to build the power. I tweeted one out today. It was rushed it through. Of course, 100-mile-an-hour wind is going to knock it
over. It's going to knock that out. Yeah.
But that's not the hurricane's fault. That's the person who built its fault.
Nah, for sure. And the city's fault for not maintaining or you know, with the upkeep of that. So, nah, for sure, for sure. Well, yeah, man. Pleasure to you. Of course, guy. Blessings, all of that. Until the next time, everybody out there, make sure you keep up with us on all things social at So Let Me Ask You This. That is just you, not spelled out, unlike this podcast, which is spelled out. So Let Me Ask You This. Until the next time you hear our voices, I'm TK, that's Martin. We'll catch y'all later.
Peace.